Where have you been? We're on in 2 minutes.
Oh, forgive me, but I was busy preparing your schedule for tomorrow. You've got lunch with the station manager, you're recording a PSA at 3 o'clock, and don't forget to send flowers to your sister-in-law in the hospital.
Oh, yes. Maris's facelift.
Really? I didn't know she needed one.
Well, she doesn't, actually. Nothing wrong with Maris. It wouldn't be cured by a little sun, some exercise, and a personality. What are those?
Oh, just extra copies of your schedule.
Why are you running down to the Xerox room for extra copies of my schedule? Wouldn't have anything to do with that new intern, would it? What's his name?
Eli.
Ross, he's probably all of 19.
That's legal.
Oh. Well, cuckoo-ka-choo, Mrs. Robinson.
Fraser, the guy is so gorgeous. You just want to bite him all over. Haven't you seen him?
No, I've been eating out lately. Not seriously thinking of dating him, are you?
Why is it all right for older men to date younger women, but it's not okay for older women to date younger men?
Don't make the rules, Roz. I just enjoy them.
Ron.
Hello, Seattle. This is Dr. Fraser Crane, KACL 780. I'll be with you for the next 3 hours, so let's get straight to it. Roz, who's our first caller?
On line one, we have Linda. She's calling from her car phone.
Hello, Linda. I'm listening.
Oh, Dr. Crane, my husband and I are right in the middle of a fight. You see, we're on our way to the antique mart. We're obviously lost, but he refuses to stop and ask for directions.
Yes, well, Linda, this is a common source of friction among couples. Some men feel the need to be in control. They see asking for help as a sign of weakness.
Oh, everybody knows that. Look, the reason I called was to ask, how the hell do we get to the antique mart from Cherokee and 14th Street?
I don't need any directions. I know where I am.
We're lost, Walter. Face it, we're lost.
Well, this isn't normally the kind of advice I give, but let me see. I've lived in Seattle most of my life. From Cherokee and 14th, you would want to...
Dr. Crane, I have a map right here.
Oh, no thanks, Roz. I don't need any help.
Eddie, put that down. It's disgusting. Why do animals always drag these things into the house?
Oh, good God, what is it, a rat?
No, it's a stupid doll. Found it in the park and he carries it everywhere. He never did this kind of stuff before you had him fixed.
Hello, Fraser.
Thought you'd be at the hospital with Maris.
I'm on my way down there now. Poor Maris, she's so worried. She hasn't had much hospital experience, except the usual childhood things, you know, tonsils, adenoids, force feeding.
What's wrong with Mrs. Crane?
Oh, it's nothing serious. Cosmetic surgery. Her chin, her lips, her cheeks, her eyelids.
Maybe it'd be faster if you just told us why she's leaving alone. You know, if you want my opinion, this is just vanity.
No, it's not vanity, Dad. It's insecurity. It's easy to understand how women can fall victim to our culture's worship at the altar of youth and beauty.
Precisely. Women over 40 can't help but feel unattractive if they don't have perfect hair, porcelain skin, limpid eyes, pouting lips, the voluptuous contours of a goddess. I'm sorry, I've forgotten what my point was.
Oh, I know just what you mean, Dr. Crane. I fell victim to that pressure myself once. I had a mole removed.
Where?
Just south of Manchester.
I meant where on your body?
So did I.
So, what time is the surgery tomorrow?
First thing in the morning, which is why I'm here. I know I'm being silly, and I'm sure everything's going to be fine, but I was wondering if I might have your moral support down at the hospital tomorrow.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Thank you. Well, so I better be off.
Hey, Niles, not that it's any of my business, but how much is this whole thing setting you back?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of $25,000.
Jeez, for an extra $5,000, you could get a whole new wife from the Philippines.
Dr. Crane.
Dr. Sternstein.
Excuse me for a moment. Your wife is still in recovery, but everything went splendidly, so you can see her in a few minutes.
Thank you, Doctor.
All right, Mrs. Patterson.
Did you hear that, Fraser? Mm. He said everything went fine. He's an incredible plastic surgeon. Did you see that woman? Whoever Mr. Patterson is, he's a very lucky man.
Maybe that was Mr. Patterson.
Say, Niles,
guess whose room I passed by on the way down the hall? Artie Walsh.
Dad's old partner?
Yes, apparently. He was in for some tests last week, and the results weren't very good.
Oh, no. I always liked him.
Yeah.
I still remember him inviting us to his house for weenie roasts when we were kids.
I'm sure he remembers you, too. Asking for a salad niçoise.
You think Dad knows he's here?
Oh, I doubt it.
Think he wants to know?
Probably not. I haven't spoken in years.
I don't suppose you got Artie to tell you what their big fight was all about.
No. It's just as tight-lipped as Dad is, although with a little arm twisting, I did get him to admit it was all Dad's fault.
Hey, you guys should really try the cafeteria here. They got a new chef. He's from Yemen.
So many of the great ones are.
Dad, you know who's in the hospital here? Artie Walsh. He's not at all well.
Yeah, one of the guys told me. They may have to scoop out half his intestines. Here, taste this meatloaf. It's got just the right amount of chewiness.
No, thank you. You gonna go see him?
Well, can't think of any good reason why I should.
Because he was your best friend and now he's sick?
Hey, he never came to see me when I took that bullet. When I was lying there with stuff flowing in and out of tubes and drains from every bodily opening. At least taste this gravy.
Dad, we are talking about a few minutes out of your life. Just long enough to sit there and have a little chat with a very sick man. I don't see why that's so impossible for you. Now, come on. Believe me, you'll be glad you did.
Hey, listen, Sonny boy. That sanctimonious tone may wow him on the radio, but it doesn't cut any ice with me. When I say no, that's just what I mean. I'm not sitting and chatting with Artie Walsh.
Artie thought as much.
Why? What did he say?
Said he wouldn't have the guts to go see him.
He said that?
Yeah. And he snickered a little.
Well, I got news for him. I got the guts. I got twice the guts he has. And after his surgery tomorrow, I'll have four times the guts.
Artie, it's me again.
Martin? Artie?
The minute he heard you were in here, he insisted on rushing right over, didn't you, Dad?
Yeah, well... Said you were in pretty rocky shape.
Well, they've been saying a lot of things. Well, Marty, how's it been going?
Okay.
Good. Small steps.
Sorry you're laid up.
Thanks. It's nice of you to come by.
Well, I guess somebody had to be the big man.
Yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
I think you know what that means.
No, why don't you tell me what it means?
No. It means I'm being a lot bigger than you were when I was in here.
You mean when you had that lousy bullet in your hip?
Hey, that lousy bullet hurt, pal.
Not enough.
Oh. We don't want to tire
the patient. Well, it's too bad you never took a bullet. It might have improved you.
Just be glad you didn't take it in the butt. It could have caused brain damage.
Oh. You always want the last word, don't you?
Not with you. I don't want any words with
well,
you.
Well, that's too bad, because I got a couple of real choice ones.
Dad!
Next time, we'll stay longer.
Stop staring at me like that. I didn't touch your damn doll. Look, even if I did know, I did it for your own good. You're becoming the joke of the park. Even the poodles were laughing at you. Oh, all right. Here. Gotta get that dog a G.I. Joe.
Yes, yes, Maris, I'm sure. No, no, you can't gain weight from a glucose IV. No, no, my little worrywart. There's no such thing as a NutraSweet drip. Just try and close your eyes and go to sleep. Good night, puppy toes.
Is everything okay with your wife?
Actually, no. She can't get along with any of her nurses. Honestly, I'm at a loss to understand. Our reputable hospital can hire nothing but troublemakers.
Yes, the Little Sisters of Mercy have always had that reputation.
Dad, didn't get a chance to ask you, how did your reunion with Artie go?
Lousy.
If you don't mind my asking, what started this bad blood between the two of you?
He spread a rumor about me through the department.
About what?
None of your business.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't want to talk about it. Subject closed.
Must have been pretty bad.
Oh, yes. Must have been on the take.
More likely drugs.
Drugs, yes, drugs. Or sex. Could be sex.
Usually all three. All right, it was worse than any of that. He told people I cried at Brian's song.
Dear God. You always think that's the kind of thing that happens to other people's fathers, not your own.
Well, I wasn't crying. Me and Artie were sitting at Duke's watching the movie, and I got some pretzel salt in my eye. Artie thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Next thing I know, he's telling everybody. Then I become the joke of the department. Other cops left Kleenex on my desk. They call me Boo-Hoo Crane.
Well, I suppose I can understand your being upset with him. But what's he so cheesed off with you for?
Well, I guess I let something slip about the size of his wife's behind.
Beg your pardon?
She's got this gigantic rear end. I mean, it's enormous. Looks like she's shoplifting throw pillows.
And you felt compelled to share that with
her? Well, for 20 years I tried not to, and then I guess one day I let my guard down. We're both coming into the station house, and he says hi, and I says hi, and he says, how's the wife? And I said, at least she doesn't have an ass the size of Albuquerque.
And that's it. A 20-year relationship down the drain because of a little name-calling.
Oh, there's more to it than that. I mean, Artie always had to have the last word. Always. Couldn't leave well enough alone. Couldn't let sleeping dogs lie. You'd think it was all over, and then he'd start saying something again. Look, can we drop this? Artie obviously still has an attitude, and I got better things to do than sit around a hospital room taking abuse.
Oh, God, I'm due back with Maris. Oh, if anyone needs me, I'll be sleeping at the hospital tonight.
Why?
Maris's doctor feels it's more soothing for the patient to duplicate the home environment as closely as possible, so I slipped a pearl-handled revolver under her pillow and got myself a room across the hall.
I think we'd better say a little prayer for the night nurse.
You know, it's such a shame your father and his friend just can't let bygones be bygones, especially at a time like this.
I don't know what else to do. He's just so damn stubborn.
Well, maybe if I had a go at it. You know, in the past year and a half, I've come to have a pretty good understanding of how the Crane mind works. When it works. Mr. Crane, about your partner.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, no, I just wanted to tell you. I'm on your side. After the way he treated you, I'll say good riddance to bad rubbish.
Damn right.
That's hard to see how you could have had any good times together.
Well, there weren't many. Well, occasionally we'd go fishing together.
That doesn't sound like much fun to me.
Well, not the way I did it. But Artie got it into his head he was going to teach me. He even went out and bought this beat-up old boat. He always said after we retired, we'd get more use out of it.
Yeah, well, it seems awfully pushy of him to foist his interests on you.
Oh, it wasn't so bad. I remember one time I bust my hump reeling in what turned out to be someone's old bedroom slipper. You know what Artie did? Just unhooked it and threw it right on the barbecue.
I guess maybe he wasn't such a bad guy after all.
You know, maybe you're right. I listen to myself talk and I sound like a big fool. Thanks, Daphne. You really opened my eyes.
I thought I might.
Yeah, I'm gonna march right down to that hospital, buy him a big stuffed animal, and then throw my arms around him and never ever let him go.
You really are a hateful old sod, aren't you?
Come on, Eddie. Time for your walk.
Hello. Yes, it is. Oh, I see. Yes, well, I guess it isn't really a shock, considering. Yes, I'm sure they did everything they could. Yes. Thank you.
What was that?
We can talk about it later, Dad.
Was everything okay?
Why do you ask?
Well, I don't know. I hear you say I'm sorry and stuff like, I'm sure you did everything you could, and it's natural to be concerned.
Thought that call was about Artie, didn't you?
No.
Yes, you did.
So what if I did?
Well, it just proves my point. You still care about him.
All right, suppose I do care about him. Suppose I do feel bad about this stupid fight and want it over. What the hell can I do?
Well, that's up to you. But if you'd like, I could drive you down to the hospital.
I don't need you to leave me. And drive myself.
No, you can't.
Why not?
That was your mechanic. Your transmission's dead. Artie.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, now, look. You guys got off on the wrong foot.
All right, Frazier, I'll handle this. Artie. Will you turn the TV off?
I'll turn it down.
Listen, Artie, I'm sorry about some of those things I said earlier, okay? Maybe all of them. I guess I was still a little steamed that you never came to see me in the hospital.
I didn't come by because, well, I just didn't think you'd want to see me.
Of course I wanted to see you.
That's what my wife said.
Oh, yeah, Loretta.
Anyway, it's nice of you to come by. And I know it's not easy, especially for someone as stubborn as you are.
Me stubborn? Hey, listen, pal, I'm not the one who always has to have the last. Now, you're right, Artie. I am stubborn. And it wasn't easy.
Thanks, Martin.
Listen, Artie and I have a couple of things to talk about. So, you know, if you'll just wait outside, it'll be a lot easier.
No problem, Dad. Anything I could say right now would just be irrelevant. One thing you learn as a therapist is once things are working well between people, anything else you can say would just be
So what's a rotten old cop like you doing in a joint like this?
Believe me, it wasn't my idea. This is not how I expected things to end.
What are you talking about, end? You're going to be out on the street raising hell before you know it.
I don't know, Mike. The doctors aren't exactly tossing their hats up in the air over this one.
Hey, my sons are doctors. They don't know nothing. Now, listen, you got to get yourself out of here, okay? Because we got a lot of lost time to make up for. Hey, you still have that stupid boat?
Oh, yeah. I hung on to it.
Good. We'll sink that damn thing yet. Hey, Artie, remember the time you barbecued the bedroom slipper?
I kept telling you, stuff always tastes better when you catch it yourself.
Frazier, what are you doing here?
Oh, I finally got Artie Walsh and Dad talking again. Of course, I did have to resort to some cheap, manipulative pseudo-psychology.
Always go to your strengths.
Well, what about you? Looks like you've bought out the entire gift shop. Maris should be pleased.
Oh, this isn't for Maris. It's for her nurses. They're having a meeting right now to discuss her care, and from what people tell me, a hospital strike can be ugly.
Visiting hours are over, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you. I'll go round up Dad.
Excuse me. Do you work on my wife's floor, Mrs. Maris Crane?
Yes, I do.
I'd like you to have these chocolates.
I'm on the night shift.
And this lovely watch.
It's time to go.
Why? You get another phone call about your dad's transmission? Your dad told me about that.
Well, all I was doing was...
Yeah, I knew what you were doing. Thanks, kid.
See you soon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, we got a deal, all right? As soon as you get sprung from this joint, you're going to give me some serious fishing lessons.
If I get out.
When you get out. You can't have the last word on this one.
See you, Marty.
See you, Art.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Take care.
Stay loose.
See you, Artie.
See you, Marty.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.